Let me just rephrase a little bit of it. Jesus was walking by and a funeral was coming through. And the person that had passed away was a young man. And he was the only child of his mother. And she was a widow. And when Jesus saw all this transpiring and taking place, it says that when he saw the mother, when he saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." And he came, of course, and touched the bier. And he told the young man in the coffin to arise. And the man sat up and began to speak. And he took this man and gave him to his mother. And they glorified God. The part I want to talk about today in the gospel is he had compassion on her. And sometimes people are not quite clear on the exact meaning of what compassion is. I found a couple definitions that I'll read to you. A feeling of wanting to help someone who is sick, hungry, or in trouble is one definition. Another says a deep awareness of the suffering of another and wanting to relieve that suffering. That's exactly what Christ did. He wanted to relieve the suffering from the poor mother. So compassion. Sometimes when we give the definition of compassion, you will ask a male that question and they will link weakness into this. But there's no weakness involved in compassion. In fact, Christ teaches us right at this very act and in other parts of the Holy Scriptures about compassion. You think about it. Stop and think. And I just sat down and jotted down some of the things that he did. He healed the sick. He gave sight to the blind. He let the deaf hear. The lame were able to walk. The lepers were cleansed. The possessed were freed from their bondage of the enemy. And he even raised the dead. So wherever he went, he had compassion. And we've always said that what we should do in life is to follow a life in Jesus Christ, to be like He was. Compassion is critical. Last Sunday, I stood up here and I asked you for help because one of our dear souls had passed away and we didn't have the money to give her a proper burial. Because of your compassion, we were able to have a dignified and prayerful service. We were able to lay her to rest properly. And that's because of your compassion. You didn't have to do that, but you did it. And why did you do it? Because today's gospel gave you something to think about. That Christ helped this poor mother widow in her time of need. So you did the same. And I am grateful to you for doing that. We were able to raise enough money to do exactly what we needed to do. So compassion goes hand in hand with what? With love. And they both come from Christ. He set the example for us. When death comes, what do we need most? We need someone's compassion, don't we? We need someone to extend a loving hand, someone to help us in our time of need, someone to be there when it is quiet, because it gets very quiet, and someone to show us love and respect. Death is difficult, but it is a beginning to the afterlife. And so, compassion is something that we all need. In the old days, there was no compassion. Before Jesus Christ, when you read Holy Scripture or you know about ancient civilizations, they didn't really do what we do at funerals today, which is assist the loved ones that have lost someone, to pray for the soul of the one that's deceased, but most of all, to come together as a community and to extend love and compassion. So when I think of compassion, I don't think of weakness. I think of gratitude, because that's what we should all have. We're grateful for someone to be there to help us when we can't do it. So on this day, we think of our Lord, the compassionate one, the most compassionate of all. When I went through the list, I told you some of the things that He did. But He did so many more. St. John, in the last reference in his gospel, said, "Were I able to write all these things, I don't think there'd be enough books in the world to contain all the words of the things that the Lord did for us." He still does it through us. So thank you for being so compassionate. Thank you for following one of the most important principles in life, just as our Lord did, to love and to be compassionate. Amen.